The Angolan society prays the Angolan government and the President of the Republic, João Lourenço, for granting independence medals to those who contributed for the country to become independent. They believe that the initiative stimulates and encourages the new generation to keep and preserve this legacy. To the Angolan singer and film producer Tony Ngush, this initiative contributes for deeper healing process.
It's a good initiative. We came from a painful journey. There are many things that should have been done. We did not do them. And I hope this can open initiatives for deeper healing process. To me, despite the whole effort, and I would like to congratulate the Angolan government and the president of the country by all efforts in giving recognition to the Angolans.
In his turn, Faustino Enrique said that the initiative is recognition of the efforts and the commitment of Angolan patriots.
The official distinction that the President João Lourenço is giving in the name of the state to the Angolans that participated in the construction of the country in different fields, it represents a good gesture, it represents a symbolic step in recognition of what thousands of Angolans has done for the country. The decoration which involves different fields like honor, independence, peace and development, it represents a good sign in recognition of the role that has been made by thousands of Angolans. And as Angolan, I am happy to see some of the Angolans that have also give their own life in the name of the country. And I believe this is a very big step in the direction of the reconciliation, in the direction of peace, democracy, and development. I hope this kind of step continues to be made year after year. And in the year that we are celebrating 50 years of independence, I think that this is a very, very big step and a big gesture by the president to recognize what thousands of Angolans have made for our nation.
In the said ceremony held last week, at least 654 people from different fields of the Angolan society were awarded medals, among them 155 in the independence class and 499 in the peace and development class. In total, more than 1,000 people were decorated from April to date so far.